Hey, 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 hey. Easy. Easy there, stranger. Easy. Just try to relax. Don't worry. Don't worry. You're safe. There you go. Just try to take it easy. I'm not going to hurt you. You're safe. You are totally, absolutely safe. We found you passed out just on the outskirts of our village and brought you inside. Our healer gave you a quick once over and said she'd never seen anyone in the condition you were in. She said you must have dragged yourself through the forest for miles and miles. Your whole body was caked in mud and covered in cuts and bruises. Is that what happened? She could tell your legs had been really badly mangled and then healed wrong. Damn. So you covered all that ground without even walking? Why? What in the hell happened to you? What were you trying to get away from? Oh, no, 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 no. It's okay. It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You don't have to tell me. I'm sure it must be difficult for you to think about something so awful. But you don't have to worry. Like I said, you're safe now. As we speak, our healer is looking into what can be done about your legs. And I've got a cloth and some medicinal salve here to clean you up a little. Or at least, clean up your cuts and bruises. As for the rest of you, well, no offense intended, but you look like you have dirt and grime in places I didn't even think could get dirty. I think the only thing that could help with that is a nice long soak in a warm bath. Would you like that? Great. Once I'm finished applying your medicine, I'll get that ready for you. So why don't you just lie back, try to stay calm, and let me tend to your injuries. So, do you want to talk about it at all? About what happened? About whoever or whatever you were trying to get away from? No? Okay, that's perfectly fine. I'm sure all you want to do is just relax right now. I guess I should probably introduce myself. My name is Grace, and this little village you find yourself in is called Unvik. It's nothing much, just a small cluster of huts and houses. Right now we're in one of the residential halls. The bed you're lying on is actually mine. Oh, relax. It's totally fine. No big deal whatsoever. You are in need, and I was happy to share what I had. Oh, it's no trouble at all. Although, I may have to find myself some new linens and sheets once we move you to your own cot. I'm sure you've gone and gotten mine all filthy with mud and grime, haven't you? Oh, don't worry. I'm only teasing, stranger. What is your name, by the way? I can't just keep calling you stranger, can I? Oh, that's a lovely name. It's a pleasure to meet you. Do you hear that? It sounds like thunder. That doesn't make any sense. There's not a cloud in the sky. Where in the world is that coming from? Oh, I've got you now, pet. Thought you could get away from me, huh? Thought you could just crawl your way to a little human village and never see me again, huh? Well, you thought wrong. Go ahead and run, little bugs. I'll hunt you down eventually. Now where is my pet? No one? Fine then. I guess I'll just have to start looking. Is my pet in there with you, little bugs? No? Aw, well, that's too bad. For you, at least. Not for me. Because that means I get to do this. Any idea where my pet is? Human like you should have a pair of mangled legs. No? All right, then. You're of no use to me, then. Damn, you guys taste fantastic. Oh, man, I am going to enjoy this. You seen my pet? No? Ugh, damn it. Oh, damn. Torn in half at the waist. And that looked like it hurt. Oh, wow. That one was nice and juicy. I gotta remember, swallowing them whole is fun, but getting them nice and bloody first is an entirely different experience. So many different flavors. Ooh, I have so many options to choose from this time. But first, any of you seen my pet? Human like you with a pair of nasty broken legs? No? None of you? Really? Oh well. At least killing all of you will be fun. Ooh, damn. You two were just totally pancaked between my hands. Okay, next. Damn, you guys really are juicy. Just takes the least little bit of pressure to get all those nice flavors out. Who should I pick next? Any volunteers? Aw, no one wants to be my next snack. Well, that's not very nice. Where are your manners? You guys are hurting my feelings. I'm so upset I could just jump up and bring my big butt down onto this building with all of you inside. In fact, I think that's what I'll do. Ready down there? On the count of three. One. Damn little bugs. That feels better than any of you can believe. Nothing beats a nice, soft, warm, gooey, gory human cushion for my big ass to sit on after a long day of tracking an ungrateful pet through the forest. Oh. Oh my gosh. Some of you are still alive down there under me, aren't you? Oh, there we go. Nothing but a nice silence for a moment. Oh, look what we have here. What a brave bunch of men you all are, stepping out from your shelter armed to the teeth to confront the big, bad giantess. I take it that's the armory you just came out of, isn't it? Interesting. I'll have to destroy that building next, then. Oh no! The big brave men are poking and slicing at me with their big scary swords and spears. Whatever will I do? Oh my! I think I feel faint. Oh man, is that rich. You, come here. All this warm blood and pulp underneath me feels so damn good. I think I'm gonna apply some gore to my chest. I just have to wrap my fingers around you and slowly. There we go. Oh, man, that feels good. What? You've never seen a giantess with blood-soaked breasts sitting on a pile of rubble and squashed humans? Oh, and we're back to the attacking. You know, guys, as fun as this is, I have a pet to find. Have you seen them? Human like you with a pair of mangled legs? Well, all of you have been no help at all. I need another human. You! Ooh, look where you landed. Right in between my legs, you naughty, naughty little bug. Don't worry, little bug. I'm not going to use you to please myself down there. Don't get me wrong, I want to. I really, really want to. Nothing gets a giantess worked up quite like a nice, long, brutal rampage through a human village. But I plan on saving at least part of that energy for my pet. Once I find them. And I can't get back to looking for them until I'm all done with you and your friends. So for you, I think I'll just squeeze you between my thighs. Hey, quit struggling down there. That tickles. Oh, all done already down there? Oh, guess you couldn't really breathe, could you? Okay, next. All right, as for you, little bug, do as I say and you won't get hurt, okay? A good boy. Now, all that I want you to do is raise your hands over your head. Now! Higher, little bug. Higher. All the way up, little bug. Like you're reaching for the heavens. Very good. Now just stand still, okay? Will I just squeeze you between my thighs, too? Oh, but don't worry. You won't die like your friend. No, no, no. You're gonna die in a much, much worse way. Yeah, remember when I said you wouldn't get hurt if you did what I told you? Yeah, that was a lie. So now, I've got you squished there between my thighs, with your hands raised all the way into the air like a fucking idiot. Okay, now, I get to show you just the way I had you lift your hands so high. It's because I wanted to take hold of your teeny little hands and pull up. Oh. Huh. I honestly did not expect that. I thought your body would get torn apart at the waist, but only your hands came off. Well, I guess it'll look kind of silly now, just sitting here holding two tiny severed hands. Well, I guess I'll just have to make do with what I have available. And for you, that means I'm going to grab you by the bloody stumps on your wrists and try again. Okay, hopefully it'll work this time. And pull. Oh, damn it. Why is your body not tearing completely in half? Now I'm just sitting here holding two tiny severed arms. And they're not even nice whole arms. They don't have hands attached. Well, I guess it's my fault, really. I gotta be honest with you guys. I'm not entirely sure how to continue from here. I mean, I plan to just tear this little one in half and then move on, but now I've kind of made a fool of myself by just completely botching it. I guess I'll just toss him away. Out of sight, out of mind, right? Oh, back to the attacking again. Great. I figured you guys would have given up by now, but I admire your commitment. All right, well, back to it, I guess. Ooh, stabbing at my fingers with your big bad spear. Well, we can't have that now, can we? I think an appropriate punishment for stabbing at me is for me to stab at you, don't you think? There we go. Now that I've got you hanging upside down, for your own good, don't squirm or struggle. I'm sure it'll only hurt more if you struggle. And there you go. Nice and skewered. Ooh, I got an idea. See, if I hold just the spear, I'm free to chomp down on you.
Until the human goes in, only the spear goes out.
It's a whole new way to gobble up little humans. Just skewer them and enjoy. Well, I think I've lounged long enough. The gore under my butt is starting to lose its warmth anyway. Oh my. What are you staring at, little bug? I think it's safe to say that this ass of mine is the biggest one any of you have ever seen. Am I right? Come here, you. Just take a look at that ass of mine. I bet you've never seen anything quite like it, little bug. They don't make human women like this, do they? I can tell, just by the way that you and all the other little bugmen in this village have been staring. The women here can't compare to me. Oh, yeah. You can't find curves like these in the shithole of a village. All of your ladies are frail little things, nothing but skin and bones. That's never the case with my kind. Us giantesses always have meat on our bones. Why don't you give my cheeks a kiss, little bug? Come on, little bug. Pucker up and give me a kiss. Kiss it. Now. Oh, man. You do realize that cheek of mine is covered in blood and guts, right? The blood and guts of people you knew, people you interacted with every day, maybe even people you related to, people you loved. Oh, well, don't worry, little bug. I'll let you join them real soon. All right, little bug. I'm just gonna let go of you. Just hold on to my cheek. Don't worry. You should be able to hold on now that I'm bending over. Ah, very good, little bug. Now just stay still. I'm going to do what everyone does when they have a little bug on them. Smack them flat. Ah, so the little bugs finally start using their brains. Yeah, run away now, only after I've killed 5 of you. Ooh, flattened under my foot. That did not sound pleasant in the slightest. But hey, my pet got super lucky and survived getting stepped on. Maybe you got lucky too. Oh, damn. I guess you weren't as lucky as my pet after all. And something tells me these two won't be lucky either. What to do, what to do with the final two? I know exactly what I'm going to do to you two fine little bugs. Here's what's going to happen, little bugs. You, on the left, you're going to grab a hold of my left breast, and you on the right are going to do the same with my right. Then we're going to see who can hold on the longest, and whoever doesn't fall wins. Understand? Okay, here we go. On the count of three, we'll begin. 1, 2, 3. Oh boy, little bugs. And those tiny fingers of yours really do tickle. All right, you guys.
Let's see if I can speed things up a little. And we have a winner! Nice work, Lefty. That was really quick thinking, grabbing hold of my nipple to save yourself. Plus it felt pretty damn good. Well, now you get your prize. Now, let me just place you in between these breasts of mine. Oh, what? You thought your prize was that you get to live? No, of course not. No, your prize is that you get to be squished between my breasts. Oh, there we go. To the victor go the spoils. All right now. Let me see what I can do about this adorable little armory here. All right. Let's see what you little bugs have to defend yourselves with. Are these really all of the swords you have, little bugs? Oh, man. This is just downright pathetic. There can't be more than 40 or 50 here, and they're all rusty. Looks like most of them are dull and blunt, too. Hell, some of them are even bent. Where in the hell did you guys get these things? I really hope you just found these in the woods somewhere, because if this is the best your blacksmith can do, they really need to rethink their career choices. I think this little village would find more use out of them if they were a gravedigger instead. Because these swords are not hurting anybody anytime soon. And once I'm finally through with this place, believe me, you are going to be in dire need of a gravedigger. Hell, you'll probably need a lot more than one, really. 100 would be much better. But regardless, these swords aren't protecting anyone. But still, I can't have any of you little bugs taking them and polishing them up and sharpening them. So I'm just gonna have to destroy them. Ah, there we go. This is really for the best, little bugs. Think about it. You're also accustomed to these shitty swords that wouldn't even be able to slice through a stick of butter. So if I let you go and improve on them, then you'll all just be a bunch of fucking morons with dangerous weapons and no idea how to use them. Someone is bound to get hurt. I'm thinking of nothing but your well-being here, little bugs. Don't you worry. I've got all your best interests at heart. All right. Let's see what else you guys have stashed in here. Ah, I see we have some armor stacked up here. And what a surprise. They're just as rusted and shitty as the swords. Here, let me see if I can bend these things back into shape. Oh, oops. I guess I pressed and bent a bit too hard. Oh, sorry, everyone. I must have ruined every single bit of armor. And I don't think you guys are going to be able to salvage any of it. Okay, then. We have armor and swords out of the way. Let's see what else is stored in here. About 50 sets of bows and arrows. About 100 decent-sized shields. Rushed. A bunch of well-worn helmets. Smushed. And I think that's about it. You're welcome, little bugs. I just cleaned out an entire building full of your junk, all out of the goodness of my heart. Think about what you could do in this new open space. Personally, I think this building would be great to store all of the mangled corpses I've left you with. Oh, but there are probably too many. I guess you guys can just bury all of the dead. And maybe you can have the wounded stay there while they wait to get treated. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Ooh, what could that smell be? Could I have finally found my long-lost pet? Peekaboo, I found you. You little shit. There you are.
Come here, you little fucker. I can't believe you. After everything I've done for you. After saving your life and looking after you for months, you go and do this? The first time I take you out foraging with me, I lose track of you for a second and you go trying to escape? Oh, you are going to pay for this, little one. You are going to pay dearly. Ah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear any excuses or apologies. So just shut the fuck up and stay silent until we get home. You see all of this, pet? All of this is because of you. If you hadn't gone scampering away, I wouldn't have had to go looking for you, and I never would have found this sweet little village. And I wouldn't have had to slaughter its people. All of their lives are on your tiny little hands, pet. All of them.